The idea for the marketplace, which we called for a number of years the exchanges, the idea is not a democratic idea. It's actually a Republican idea. And it was generated about 20 years ago. Hillary Clinton was our first lady. Take a look at her husband and thinking, boy, I bet I could do that job. I don't know if she was thinking that then. But she was early in the president's first term, in the early, mid-90s. She worked on something people call the Hillary Care. And the idea was to try to do what every president since Truman talked about doing, would like to have done, and that's to provide health care for a lot of people who didn't have it and do it in an affordable kind of way. That her idea was not fully realized in the end. It was abandoned. But the Republicans had a counter proposal to Hillary Care. And you know what it was? It was marketplaces. It was the exchanges. That was their idea. And it was a good idea. And that is really one of the key critical pieces of the health, the Affordable Care Act. Another critical piece of the Affordable Care Act was a gift from the state of Massachusetts, whose governor, Mitt, I forget his last name, was it? Romney. Mitt Romney. And their idea was in Massachusetts, they said, well, what about if people don't sign up? You know, we're going to have this exchange they had in their own, they got ahead of the country when they set up their healthcare exchange. But they said, what if people don't sign up? What do we do? And we can't compel people, we can't make them sign up. What can we do? And they said, well, we can incentivize them to sign up. And how would we do that? Well, we'll find people who don't. And that is the individual mandate. So I just want to say here this morning, he's not here, he's out of my earsight, but the Governor Romney, if you're here, we'd say thank you for another good Republican idea that has helped to incentivize a lot of people to sign up in the exchanges, which were created as a Republican alternative to Hillary Care. We got a bunch of people who are now getting coverage through Medicaid, thank you. And the federal government pays literally for all of that. For all the people that are being added between 100% of poverty and roughly 30% of poverty, the federal government pays 100% of that. Eventually, the states will be asked to pick up 10% of that. But for right now, it's on the federal government. This is a plan that actually is expected to save the federal government money over the next 10 years. We'll actually reduce the budget deficit. And we think it'll actually grow the economy and lead to a healthier population.